This is my tribe.
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 What's up? Welcome to the Tribe Night Messages podcast. Tribe Night is for students who are curious about faith and eager to discover how a relationship with Jesus could change their lives, their schools, and the heartland.
For more information, follow us on Facebook and Instagram at cstone.students or text Tribe to 94,000. Hope you enjoy the message.
A freshman in high school, had a few things happen to me that quite frankly, for lack of better words, it just kind of sucked. It's just how it was. Freshman year wasn't a lot of fun in the beginning. See, it started where I tried out for the golf team, and as I was trying out, I found out that I was going to get cut. And I didn't just get cut. This was after one day of tryouts. They said, hey, you don't need to come back. Don't even come back tomorrow for the second day. You're not going to make the team. It's a waste of your time, which hurt. And I was like, oh my goodness, I can't believe that I got cut from the team and you didn't even give me a chance to finish the tryout. And then following, you know, about a month later, my girlfriend at the time, she dumped me. And she didn't just dump me, but she left me for another dude. Like the next day, she was with another guy. So I get cut from the golf team. My girlfriend dumps me. And I'm just sitting here thinking, wow, how can this get any worse? And as time goes on, the very worst thing of them all happened. And it was that I found out that my grandmother was getting pretty sick. And we were close, and it wasn't like she had just gotten sick. We found out that she really wasn't going to be able to walk anywhere on her own. She was going to need oxygen to carry around, and she would need help, like doing basic things, like carrying laundry up and down the stairs. See, all of those things happening, one of them alone would have sucked, would have been terrible. I wouldn't have liked it. It wouldn't have been easy to get through. But all three happening at once in the span of just a few months, it felt like everything around me was just stopping. See, it zapped all the joy out of me, and I was really sad. It was a tough time in high school for me. And during that time, I did not a whole lot of laughing. I wasn't fun to be around. See, this series we're talking about, the start the party didn't start with me. I was the one who said, it's over, it stopped. There's no party when you're with me. It was no fun. And maybe you've been there. Maybe you've felt that before. In fact, maybe some of you right now feel that way. You're going through something bad has happened in your life, something, and you just feel like there's not a lot of joy. And if you are going through that right now, I'm so sorry for that. This world is a tough place sometimes. And the truth is, life, it can be difficult for all of us. And we all go through different stages where it feels difficult, and sometimes it feels like a breeze. See, when we kicked off this series, we looked at the promise that Jesus made about getting the most out of our lives and how he can bring that to us and how following him allows us to get the most out of our life. It's a promise that says when you follow him, that you can be full of joy and you can live a life like him, a life that is full of things like peace, joy, happiness, kindness, love. And that's the kind of life that we're all striving to get to. And it's the invitation that Jesus has for us. See, but it's challenging in life when the bad things happen. When challenges show up, life gets difficult. Bad days happen. Like, it doesn't feel much like a party. It doesn't feel like this life of joy that we're supposed to live. See, remember, whenever we talk about party in this series, we're not talking about just a regular old party. We're talking about any effort that you have in your life to celebrate, to serve, to love, to include, or to enjoy the presence of other people. Doing it in a way that adds value to your life and it adds value to the lives of the people around you. That's what we're talking about when we're saying start the party. And being a party starter, it means that it's being someone who does that for others. You add value to their life. And you don't just do it in the good times, but you also do it during those tough times, during the bad times, the difficult times, the challenges in their life. But let me just be real with you for a second. For me, I find it difficult to be someone who brings joy to other people's lives sometimes when they're going through something, because it can be hard. Like when a friend makes the team that they tried out for, or gets the role in the play that they really, really wanted, or they ace the test they've been studying for, like that's easy to celebrate. That's easy to be happy for them and to bring joy into their lives during those times. But when they're struggling, man, that can be difficult. When they suffer a loss, or they deal with something like anxiety or depression, then it's harder to figure out the words to say. It's harder to figure out how to be the party starter in that situation. See, it's difficult to know what to do when somebody we care about is struggling. Maybe that's just because we're not sure what to do in that situation. We don't know what to do or say that could actually help them. Maybe it's because we just simply don't relate to what they're going through. You've never been through anything like that, and you're like, I don't really get the feelings in this. I don't understand it. I don't relate to it. I don't know how to bring anything to this conversation. Maybe we selfishly feel like what they're dealing with isn't really that big of a deal. So we're like, I don't really know what to say. I mean, I feel like that's nothing to be upset about. Or maybe we just struggle to understand what they're feeling if it's not what we're feeling. Like, we feel joyful. We don't feel the way that they feel. So it's hard for us to get it. But the truth is, if part of being this party starter, being someone who adds value to someone's life, the truth is that it means showing up for others no matter what. And if it means that, then we, as these party starters, as people who follow Christ, we have to figure out how to do that no matter what. No matter if we're feeling what they're feeling, if we understand it or not, if we think it's a big deal or not, we have to be able to do that no matter what challenges they're facing, no matter how they're struggling, no matter if we're unsure how to help, we have to do it. So the question is, is how do we? How do we do that? I think this is good news, is that knowing how to relate to other people who are going through problems is not a new thing. It's not like we're the first people that have ever had to do it. It's not like this is like something brand new. In fact, as long as people have existed, from the very beginning, they've always struggled not just with pain and hardship and difficulties, but people have simply, they've struggled with understanding how to help another one through it. Because it's hard. It's difficult. See, thousands of years ago, people were going through a super difficult time. There was a lot of pain. There was a lot of suffering. There was a lot of challenges and a lot of sadness. And in that season, a lot of people, they felt like nobody was there for them, including God. God hadn't spoken anything to them in years, and they felt alone. See, when God's people needed God the most, it felt like to them that God just simply wasn't showing up. That God wasn't understanding that they needed him. And that he just wasn't doing anything to help. I don't know about you, if you've ever felt that way, if you've ever felt like God wasn't there, that he wasn't doing anything to help, he didn't understand, that he wasn't listening. But I've been through that before, where I just felt completely alone. See, the truth was, though, is that God always has a plan. And at that time, God's plan was to do something completely unexpected, something so surprising that it would rock the entire world. It was to remind people and us today that in their pain and suffering, that God was there. And that plan, it was Jesus. That was his plan. So during all that time where they felt like he was absent, he was coming up with this amazing plan to show them that he was always there. If you've spent time at church during the Christmas season, you will know, and you've probably heard this story, and it'd be familiar to you, that in their struggles, the people were waiting for someone to show up, and God showed up by sending Jesus. And that's what we celebrate at Christmas time, and that's another story. We're not going to go through the entire Christmas story, but that was God's plan. And back then, God used prophets to pass on his messages to his people. And prophets were basically like spokespeople for God. God told them what to say, and they would proclaim it to a group of people and say, "This is what God said." They would represent his voice. And God spoke through them. And Matthew, one of Jesus' followers, quoted a prophet named Isaiah who said this. He said, "Look, the virgin will conceive a child. She will give birth to a son, and they will call him Emmanuel," which means God is with us. God is with us. And maybe for some of us, this might be a familiar verse, and for some of you, it might not. That's totally okay. But don't miss the meaning here. See, when the people were struggling, when they were in what felt like their darkest time, when they felt like God was the furthest away, they were struggling, they were suffering, and they were looking for someone to help, God sent Jesus to be with them. That was literally what his name means. God is with us. His name didn't mean God completely fixes every single one of our problems. His name didn't mean that God makes us feel completely better instantly at a snap of a finger. And even though I have wanted that, and we probably have wanted that sometimes, that isn't what God sent Jesus to do. God sent Jesus to simply be present, to show us his character, to be with us. and to show up when we needed someone the most. See, and as party starters, as we're talking in this series, that's what we can do for other people in our lives and in theirs. Think of it this way. A party starter walks with other people in their pain. So when our friends are struggling, when the people in our lives are suffering through something, when our loved ones experience heartbreak, pain, loss, when we see people around the world in really difficult situations, we don't have to sit here and wonder, what do I do? What do I say? What am I supposed to do in this situation? We get to follow God's lead, and we get to simply show up. We get to be present. We can just be with them. See, doing that, showing up, being present with someone, that actually, it's showing empathy. See, empathy means that we have the ability to understand and to share in what other people are feeling. It's the willingness to just show up, to be with someone in the middle of what they're going through. To show up whenever you don't know what to say and you don't know what else to do except just be there. That's it. We don't have to have all the right words. Sometimes I think we use that as an excuse. Well, I don't know what to say. We don't have to have the right words. We don't have to have every single answer to fix every single one of their problems. We don't even have to actually be able to relate to what it is that they're facing. All we have to do is show up. See, and empathy is what moves us to do that. Now, maybe you're thinking, okay, that's great, but can showing up actually, can it really make that big of a difference? Does it really do anything? Well, I know that it can, because it definitely did for me. If we go back to the story that I told earlier where, you know, my girlfriend had dumped me, I got cut from the golf team, and my grandma was getting really, really sick. I was hurting. I was trying to get through it the best that I could, but I was really just trying to get through it by myself. I was just pushing through. I didn't know what to do, but I felt alone. So I decided I would just be alone. And one of my closest friends when I was a freshman in high school was a guy named Dalton. And Dalton showed up in my life during that time, a time that I needed a friend. Everywhere that he went, anywhere that he was invited, he asked me to go along with him, even though I was trying to just sit at home and stay in my room and do nothing. He'd always invite me. And even if I said no, he'd invite me again the next time. He didn't talk about the breakup. He didn't talk about me not making the golf team. And outside of like the occasional, how is your grandma doing? He didn't even really ask me that much about that either. But what he did do is show up. He didn't have all the right words to say. And if I'm being honest, Dalton was kind of a goober. He didn't ever have the right words to say. He didn't know how to carry a conversation that well or ask people how they were feeling. He didn't know how to fix all my problems. But he showed up. He was there. He spent time with me. He got my mind off of things. And it's not like it magically made me feel better in an instant. but it definitely helped me at a time when I desperately needed it. See, my friend noticed when I was struggling, and he cared enough to actually show up and to support me through it. See, that's empathy in action. And that's what we're supposed to do, and that's what I'm challenging you all to do. It's to notice those who are struggling, to actually notice, to pay attention, because to notice means you actually have to care enough to look around you and to get off your phone for half a second and see if the person next to you is going through something or not. It's to quit being so self-centered about what's going on in my life and recognize that everyone around us is going through something as well. It's to open your eyes to what's happening in the lives of people around you. Who's struggling? Which one of your friends is having a rough time? Who's going through a really, really hard season? Who just seems like they're having a lot of bad days over and over? Pay attention. Pay attention to the people who may need a friend around you right now. Don't wait for them to ask, because the truth is they probably won't. To first notice those who are struggling. Next is to care about what they're going through. See, some of you are naturally empathetic people. You feel what other people are feeling. Whenever you see somebody that's struggling, you can feel that too. You get what they're going through. And that's amazing. Like, empathetic people are amazing people. It just comes naturally to you. And for others of you, getting into what other people are going through, it just doesn't come naturally. But that's okay, but it's also not an excuse not to care. Just because you're not good at sensing if someone is off, or you're not good at understanding when someone is going through something and what it is, doesn't give us an excuse. It doesn't let us off the hook to not care. Either way, if you're naturally empathetic or you have to kind of think about it and it takes a little bit of work, we can ask God to give us a heart that's moved to care when we notice someone's hurting. To actually pray and ask God to help us. Not to necessarily know the right words, but to care about what they're going through. We can pray for God to give us a heart that's moved when we see people hurting, that's moved to care and to notice when someone is suffering. And then finally, we have to show up. We have to. If you were here for Summer Blast this past week, then you'll kind of know what I'm talking about. But if you weren't, that's okay. But there's been a lot of confetti in this building, in this church this week. And this may be kind of like a weird metaphor, but just bear with me for a second, because I think it makes the point of what we were just talking about. See, when it comes to showing up, if you've ever set off a few confetti cannons, or you were here for Summer Blast and you saw us set those confetti cannons off, then you know that no matter how thoroughly it gets cleaned up, you're bound to find confetti like days after that, weeks, maybe even months after the celebration. And if you pay attention in the worship center, I would guarantee that you will see confetti that will keep showing up. You may see it fall from the ceiling whenever Michael's preaching, because that's happened before. You may find a piece of it in a corner somewhere or under a chair or something like that. It's just going to keep showing up. And here's my point. As cheesy as it may sound, be like confetti. Be like that. See, confetti shows up in the good times. It shows up in the bad times. It shows up in unexpected times, the regular, the down times. It just keeps showing up no matter what. It doesn't care if it's a good time, if it's a bad time, or whatever it may be. See, showing up, it's empathy. It's empathy in action. It's more than just having words to say. It's actually being present for someone. It's not fixing something. It's not dismissing what they're going through. It's not downplaying it. It's just showing up and being with someone who needs us. So you can show up physically by hanging out with someone or spending time with them, that kind of thing. Or you can show up in other ways too. You know, when you're not together, you can send a text, you can say a prayer, you can write a note, or you can just simply be a good friend. See, showing up is more than just being there to them. See, the point is to be with someone else in their own pain and their grief, to listen to them as they express what's going on in their life, their sadness, to simply sit in a silent moment that might feel really, really awkwardly emotional at the time, to maybe even share in someone else's tears. See, there's no perfect way to do this, but choosing to show up when it would just be easier to avoid the emotions, to avoid authenticity, to avoid awkwardness of a difficult conversation or a sad or an emotional situation is an important step. It is easier to just avoid it all. But the truth is, we need each other. Need each other. See, showing up, it can feel incredibly uncomfortable when we're not the ones who are struggling, but choosing to be present and stay present, it may mean more to someone else than you will ever fully know. See, whatever it is, I want you to choose to show up for someone. See, that's what God did for us in Jesus. And that's what we can do for others. Choose to show up. See, a party starter walks with others in their pain. I want you to take a second right now. Look to your left, look to your right, at the people around you. They might not be going through something right now. Or maybe they are. Maybe someone right next to you right now needs someone to be with them. Someone to be present. Someone to show up. And it's my challenge to you to show up for them. To stop avoiding awkward conversations, to stop pretending like you can't tell that something's off, to stop ignoring the fact that someone next to you is hurting because you say you don't have the words to say, and to actually show up. Be there for these people, in the good, in the bad, in the in-between. We're supposed to be together. And that's what Tribe is about. It's more than just this fun place that we get to hang out on Sunday nights. It's a place where you should feel like the people who are here for you. It's a place where we can be there for each other. We don't have to have all the answers. And chances are pretty good you don't. I don't. But when you show up for the people around you, you could very well change their life, and you could very well save their life. So as we head back into worship, I want you to think about this question, and not just kind of think about it, but really think about it. What's one way that I can show up for someone else this week? Not next month, not in a couple years when you feel like you're better at it. This week, what's one way that you can show up for someone else this week? Let's pray. Father, thank you for Jesus. Thank you for the example that he set of showing up in a time when us as humanity, us as people needed a savior, needed someone to show up. And I pray that each and every one of us would understand the value of what that is, of what that means to show up for someone. That we wouldn't just look at it as a cop-out or something that doesn't mean anything, or we wouldn't go to the side of, well, I don't know what to do, or I don't know what words to say, but God, we would understand that the people around us are hurting, our friends, our family, people in our community need someone to show up. And I pray that you would give us the confidence and the courage to just do that. To just simply show up. In the good, in the bad. We wouldn't be afraid of awkwardness. We wouldn't be afraid of tears. We wouldn't be afraid of conversations that are tough. But that we would trust you and we'd remember what Jesus did first so that we can go out and be Jesus to the people around us. Help us to change our community, our schools, our friend groups, our families, and most of all, help us to show your love to the people around us. We pray this in your name. Amen.